Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, and all-around great guy. And if you see somebody sitting in a field of goldenrod with pollen in his beard and a big smile on his face, that would be Larry Weber. Who says goldenrod gets a bad rap? Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, you must have been watching me this week. That's where I've been every day.
Mentioned it, and it created a picture in my mind I just couldn't get out of my head.
Yeah, well, it's worth it. It doesn't have to be just me. It can be anybody. The goldenrods are just so fabulous, and they're in full bloom right now, and they're full of other critters as well. So there's plenty, always, always plenty going on in the goldenrods. We are, according to your forecast there, we're going to be ending the month with a little bit of a warming trend. However, we had some cooling, you know, this past week, and that dipped our average temperature. We were way above average, and now the month is going to end, it looks like, just slightly, maybe about a half a degree above average. We are just barely above average right now, but I expect we'll see a little bit of a change in that. This morning at our house here, we had about 60 degrees. This compares to the last couple mornings in the 40s. On the morning of the 26th, just 2 days ago, we had a temperature at the Weather Service of 42, which was the chilliest temperature of the whole month. And then yesterday, 45. So we had a couple of cool mornings to wake up to. Precipitation-wise, we got a little bit more rain this week, and that boosts the, according to the Weather Service, that boosted a little bit over 4 inches for the month, which is above normal. So I'm glad to see that we're having some rainy times at this time of year. This is such an absolutely beautiful time. There's just so much going on in so many areas. But we'll take a look at the sky first. I hope you've been noticing the moon getting larger every evening. We had some beautiful waxing gibbous evenings. Full moon comes officially on the 29th, which is tomorrow night. But, of course, it looks very full shortly before and after we get to that time. We have clouds this morning. We had some clouds yesterday as well, and so it wasn't always visible. But I'm hoping we see some clearing skies, and so it's get to see that moon. Days continue to get shorter. We are now having a sunset before 8 o'clock as of yesterday. We're having sunset before 8 o'clock. Sunrise somewhere around 7 minutes from now. It's shortly after 6:20. We'll have our sunrise. And so the days continue to get shorter, and that brings on, of course, the migration. Hawk Ridge has been counting for the last 2 weeks. The hawks that have been coming across have been broadwing, red tail, sharp shin, and bald eagles are the ones in biggest numbers. They had one day this week of counting over 100 hawks. So things are going on. And, of course, there's the migration of other birds besides that. I've been noticing warblers in my yard every day this week, and their movement is not as loud and, of course, as noticeable as being the raptors or perhaps the Canada geese, but nevertheless, they continue to move. Now, yesterday, I did see a flight that was quite noticeable, and that is I just happened to be at the right place at the right time, about 6 o'clock in the evening, to see the flight of nighthawks coming over. Nighthawks migrate through in late August. That is a regular phenomenon. There was a time when nighthawk migration at this time would be in the hundreds. The recent years, it has dropped off quite a bit, and then there's been a little bit of a resurgence last year. Well, what I saw yesterday was a scattered flight. It was a little bit hard to see how many, but I was estimating it could have been as many as 100. Now, nighthawks are not a hawk at all. They do fly in the evening. I think they even have some flight at night, but somebody thought they look like a hawk, so that's why they're called that. They do not have the talons, nor do they have the hook beak that you would expect from raptors. They have a very small beak, a wide mouth, and they feed on insects. They live all over the country, but they tend to fly in the evenings in migration time at this time, and I was so glad to be at the right place at the right time to see this. Also of note in migration, I've been seeing plenty of both the green darner, which is a type of dragonfly that migrates, and the monarch butterflies. I saw yesterday several monarch butterflies that I think were definitely migrants, so it's just a wonderful sight to see. Other things of note in the insect world, like I said, I've been getting out into the goldenrods constantly lately. There's a tremendous amount of activity. Bumblebees, sometimes honeybees and other bees. Then there is the hornets and wasps. Now, right away, all those are associated with stinging. Now, I've been standing in goldenrods for many, many times, and I never once even got close to being stung. I don't even think about it when I look at these critters. So they're not interested in me. They're there to get some food, nectar, and pollen from the goldenrods. And they're, in many cases, they may even, in the case of hornets, they may even serve as predators, but they're not interested in me at all. Plenty of flies, beetles, aphids, ants, a huge number of other insects. So it's just a very, very active place to be. Just wonderful. Well, this morning on my walk, I was able to add a few more insects to the list. Now, I didn't get into the goldenrods too much, but I walked near them, and I could hear the crickets. The temperature of 60 degrees, they were warming up. They were doing a lot of calling. There's essentially three kinds of crickets. The ones that do the loudest chirping are the ones we call the field crickets, and then there is the small ones that are kind of in the background. Those are the ground crickets, and then I also heard what's called a tree cricket. I heard those this morning as well. But when it comes to insects this morning, I had a terrific sighting in seeing a firefly. Now, we associate fireflies with June, maybe stretching into July, but we don't usually associate it this late in the season. However, this is not unusual. I have seen them as late as early September before. There is a species of firefly that flies much later in the season. And then earlier in the week, I had a chance to see the larva of the firefly. So, yes, there's still plenty of that going on. Spiders are out there. Anytime you have that many insects, as I was talking about, you've got the opportunists. You've got the spiders who are out there trying to catch them. And this takes place in two different ways. Number one are the webs, and I mentioned in the past how you get out on these dew-covered mornings like we had yesterday and the day before. This morning, not much of a dew because of the temperature. But in the other mornings, the dew-covered mornings are just terrific. The webs show up, and they're just out there in the hundreds. And, of course, they're trying to catch some of the insects that are active at night. I think the number one insect that the spiders are trying to catch are the moths. But anything else that may come along, and that includes the mosquitoes, they're going to catch those as well. Now, the other way they will catch insects is right on the goldenrods. There are a lot of crab spiders, and the crab spiders will sit there, they wait for an insect to come along, and they jump out and they grab it. Now, very often to help their hunting, they will be the same color as the goldenrod. So there's a lot of that going on as well. So it's another terrific sighting to see. Among the other wildflowers besides goldenrods that are in full bloom right now, we have about 10 kinds of asters blooming, and we have about 10 kinds of sunflowers. Now, like I said last week, unfortunately, a lot of the flowers that we see along the roadsides right now are alien plants. A good example is pansies. Pansies are just an abundant plant in the region, and they also have a yellow flower. But if you look around enough, you'll see that there is plenty of goldenrods as well. There's more color going on. There's color going on in among trees. I was looking around yesterday, and I just kept track of what I saw. I saw red leaves in the dogwood. A red maple, both the pin cherry and the choke cherry had red leaves. Highbush cranberry were starting to have red leaves. And then among the shrubs, the blackberries and raspberries and rose were all having red leaves. So there is the color starting to emerge there. Yellows far outnumber reds as we get into autumn. And now we're going to be in September soon, so we will be seeing this. But birches are starting to turn yellow, poplar starting to turn yellow, and then ash turning yellow. Ash is always an interesting one. They are one of the last to get the leaves in the spring, and they're one of the earliest ones to drop the leaves in the fall. Also of note, out in the woods, we are getting a good mushroom. I mentioned in the past that we needed a little bit of rain. Well, we got the rain, and yes, the mushrooms are responding. I think any walk, I can see at least a dozen kinds. Now, I don't want to go through all these, but I'll mention just two of them. One of them being one called scaly cap, but the Latin name, foliota, tend to show up in autumn as clusters. It's kind of a brownish, light brownish color fungus growing up in clusters on sides of trees and stumps, so forth. Well, I found a great growth of that this week. And then I found one that I just love. One of my favorite mushrooms of the late season is the what's called Old Man of the Woods. It's a almost black lipid mushroom, real scruffy, real tough looking. And I found one of those this week growing on the forest floor. But there's plenty more. There are those that are white. There are those that are yellow. There are those that are brown. There are those that are red. They're all over the place out there, and you don't have to be someone who eats them to take note. Matter of fact, just leave the collecting behind and just go out and take a look at them. It's a wonderful time to get out and take a walk, and it sounds like from our forecast the weather's going to cooperate as well. So, yeah, Lisa, welcome to September. You know, in the lives of some people, September 1 is like the first day of the year. So we are headed towards that right now. So get out and enjoy it. It's going to be a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, author, naturalist, observer, educator, and our guest every Friday right here on Backyard Almanac.